After reports that the Trump administration is considering cuts to federal funding for HIV prevention, local groups that provide care are worried about the impact those cuts may have on their efforts. WHYY's Johnny Perez Gonzalez has more on what it all could mean for Delaware.
In Delaware, more than $1 million comes from the Centers for Disease Control's Division of HIV Prevention to support the state's Division of Public Health. About 4,000 Delawareans are living with HIV. Tyler Burrell, executive director of the Delaware HIV Consortium, says if funding continues to shrink, those numbers could grow.
We've seen year-over-year cuts in HIV prevention of roughly 65% cuts in public HIV prevention funds over the last 2 years, at the same time that we've seen a roughly 25% increase in new diagnoses for HIV since 2020. And so we're concerned that any other further reduction or erosion of the HIV prevention sector could truly lead to vast increases in HIV.
He says public health is a local matter and that Delaware's budget doesn't provide funding for community-based HIV prevention. He's hoping that gets added into this year's budget plan. From the Delaware desk, Johnny Perez Gonzalez, WHYY News.